ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणिं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावेदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरहच्छे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो वेलकम एवरीवन। So we'll be continuing Shrimad Bhagavatam, second canto. Last time we discussed Shukdev Goswami described the Ashtanga Yoga process, the eight limbs of the Ashtanga Yoga. And the final three limbs are Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. And in the beginning of Ashtanga Yoga process, so he is describing that when somebody comes to the level of dharana, he should focus his mind on the personal form of the Lord. And come to the stage of dhyana, then further go forward and focus on each and every limb of the Lord. Starting from the feet, going to the face. And then samadhi is when your mind is completely absorbed on that without getting any distraction, either any external distraction or internal distraction. And what is the end goal of samadhi. What do you get out of when you are absorbed in samadhi, or the end goal of the life of Ashtanga Yogi? So such person, he will soon connect with the Lord under his direct shelter. So he will connect with the direct shelter of the Supreme Lord. So what does that really mean? What will be the end destination of Ashtanga Yogi?
Divine love.
Divine love. Okay. So it depends on what is his consciousness, what is his desired end goal. So if he is focusing on the personal form of the Lord, he could achieve the shelter at the feet of the Lord. And that could be that Ashtanga Yogi also may be able to enter into the spiritual world, into the spiritual kingdom. But most of the time, the end desired goal of Ashtanga Yogi is to merge in the impersonal Brahmajyoti. That is the ultimate end goal they desire. So there are five different type of liberation described in scripture. When we say merging in the impersonal Brahmajyoti, that is also one type of liberation, but that is the lowest type of liberation as per the Shastra. And that liberation is called Sayujya Mukti. Becoming one with the Lord, becoming, merging into the effulgence which is emanating from the body of the Lord. But that is not the recommended goal for a devotee. A devotee does not desire to merge into the impersonal Brahmajyoti. So what are the other type of liberation? So there is Salokya Mukti, that one attains to the same planet as the Supreme Lord. Then Sarishti Mukti, that is one attains liberation, he acquires the same opulences as the Supreme Lord. Sarushti. Then Sarupya Mukti, he attains the same form as the Supreme Lord. He can get the same four-handed Narayan form, holding Shankh Chakra Gada Padam, wearing yellow garments. So he can get the same form as the Supreme Lord, Sarupya Mukti. And then Samipya. Samipya means getting the personal association of the Lord in the spiritual world. So that is the topmost liberation. Not even just going to the Salokya, same planet as the Supreme Lord. So Ashtanga Yogi may be eligible to get a Salokya Mukti. He may enter into this spiritual world where the Supreme Lord resides, but he may not get the rasa of having personal association of the Lord. If we read about the pastime of Pandarik Vasudev, anybody has heard of Pandarik Vasudev?
Imitation.
From Krishna Leela?
Imitation Krishna.
So he was imitating about Krishna. He wanted to be Krishna. So he was wearing the same dress as Krishna, holding the chakra in his hand and sitting on a singhasana like a Sheshnag. So he was imitating as being Krishna. That I am Vasudev. So he changed his name as Pandarik Vasudev. Basically he had a brother, so he declared him to be Balaram. So he was imitating completely like Krishna. And finally Krishna killed him, but he got the liberation as Sarupya Mukti. Because he was always absorbed in being, looking like Krishna. So he got Sarupya Mukti. But even that type of mukti also is not the end goal. Because you may get that form, but what after that? There is no rasa you are getting. There is no personal association of the Lord. Samipya Mukti, which is getting the personal association of the Lord, that is the most glorious liberation, getting into the personal association where you are associating with Krishna, deriving the rasa in personal association of Krishna. So it's like we may be living in United States. Everybody knows about Donald Trump, who is the president of this country. So we are in same Salokya. with Donald Trump, right? You are living in the same country as Donald Trump, but we don't get to see Donald Trump. We don't meet him face to face. We don't shake hands with him, or we don't sit with him, talk with him. But there are some people who may be in direct association with Trump. Or you take the example of India. Many people living in same country, but not everybody get to meet Narendra Modi. So having the personal association, that is called Samipya. So having personal association with Lord Krishna, enjoying with him in his pastimes. So Ashtanga Yogi, the first category of Ashtanga Yogi, which is described so far, who meditates on the personal form of the Lord, he may be eligible to get at the shelter at the feet of the Lord, means he may enter into the spiritual world, but still he may not be getting the rasa. But most of the time, the goal of Ashtanga Yogi is merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, which is nothing but the effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord. So Shukdev Goswami is going to describe three different processes of Ashtanga Yoga. So when I say three different processes of Ashtanga Yoga, means process is same, but the object of their dhyana is different and the desired end goal is different. So first Shukdev Goswami described the object being the personal form of the Lord. Now Parikshit Maharaj asked the question, so can you describe again what is the object of meditation? So second time Shukdev Goswami start describing the process of Ashtanga Yoga again, that after getting to the level of Pratyahar, when somebody has tried to control his senses, if the senses are not purified enough, if one does not have got enough purification, he has still in the desire for material enjoyment, then he should meditate on the Virata Roop of the Lord, the universal form. So that is the second object of meditation. But what is the end goal? He is still desiring for sense enjoyment. So the object of meditation is Virata Roopa, but slowly, slowly, while absorbing his mind on the Virata Roopa, ultimate purpose is to give up the desire for sense enjoyment. One ultimately come to the senses that whatever I want to enjoy in this universal creation, in this material world, everything belongs to this Purusha, the Supreme Lord, who is the owner of everything. Everything is part of his body. So I should give up the desire to enjoy, which everything belongs to this Purusha. So the actual desired goal of meditating on universal form is to get purification and gradually come to the platform of meditating on the Paramatma aspect of the Lord. So the third object of meditation is Paramatma Swarup of the Lord in the heart. And the desired end goal of this Ashtanga Yogi is to merge in impersonal Brahman. So these are the only three type of Ashtanga Yoga process described, three different object. One is the personal form of the Lord. Second is if somebody is not purified enough yet, he still has the hankering for material enjoyment, then they should start with meditating on universal form. And the third object is gradually they come to meditating on the Paramatma aspect of the Lord, so that they can achieve their desired goal of liberation. So there is no other object of meditation described anywhere in the scripture. Sometimes people think, I want to meditate on the impersonal Brahman. There is no such object as meditating on impersonal Brahman. Somebody may have the goal of merging into impersonal Brahman, that is a different thing, but there is nothing like meditating on impersonal Brahman. Because what do you meditate on impersonal Brahman? There is no form, there is nothing. So what do you meditate on? So people make some artificial object because they don't want to follow the injunctions of scripture. They just make up their own artificial object of meditation. Somebody will say, just focus on one dot. Somebody say, focus on the flame of the candlelight. So they just make up some object of their dhyana and dharana. But in the scripture, Shukdev Goswami is going to talk about these three different process of Ashtanga Yoga: object of meditation, personal form of the Lord, universal form of the Lord, and the Paramatma form, Paramatma aspect. So he is going to start the Ashtanga Yoga process again, describing how to meditate on the universal form of the Lord. And again, what is the reason why somebody is suggested to meditate on the universal form? Because if somebody has not purified his senses yet, they still have the desire for material enjoyment, then they should meditate on universal form. And what is the outcome of that? So that they can get enough purification to progress further, to achieve their end goal of liberation. But there are some people who are so much fixed in their mind, in their ideas, what they want to achieve or what they want to get out of it, no matter what you tell them, they still want to follow their mindset. So even though Shukdev Goswami may say the ultimate goal is to get the personal association of the Lord, but sometimes people are so much stuck in their mind, oh, my goal is to get impersonal liberation. उनको जितना मर्जी बता दो, फिर भी जीवन का लक्ष्य क्या है, जीवन का गोल क्या है, मुक्ति चाहिए, भगवान में लीन हो जाना है, बस भगवान की जो इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म ज्योति है उसमें लीन हो जाना है. सो दे आर सो मच फिक्सेटेड विद देयर आइडिया. समटाइम पीपल कम टू द प्रोसेस ऑफ भक्ति ऑल्सो, बट स्टिल द माइंड सेट डजंट गो. हमारा तो लक्ष्य है कि भगवान में लीन हो जाना है, मुक्ति चाहिए बस. जैसे समटाइम पीपल दे गेट इन टू इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज, देयर पेरेंट्स मे हैव सम सॉर्ट ऑफ बिजनेस, सम शॉप. दे नो आफ्टर डूइंग इंजीनियरिंग दे आर गोइंग टू सेटल इन देयर फैमिली बिजनेस. उनको इंजीनियरिंग करने के बाद अपने फादर की दुकान पे ही बैठना है, पर फिर भी इंजीनियरिंग करेंगे, सब कुछ समझेंगे, दे विल अंडरस्टैंड ऑल द कॉन्सेप्ट्स ऑफ थर्मोडायनामिक्स एंड एवरीथिंग. अल्टीमेटली करना क्या है, बैठना तो दुकान पे ही है, चाहे जूते की दुकान है, चाहे जो मर्जी दुकान है. सो दैट इज देयर एंड गोल, वो फिक्स है दिमाग में, एंड गोल हमारा तो यही है. सो सेम वे समटाइम नो मैटर व्हाट द स्क्रिप्चर सेज, एक्चुअली व्हाट द प्रोसेस इज रिकमेंडेड, व्हाट द प्रोसेस हैज बीन डिफाइंड, दे कैनॉट गिव अप देयर आइडियाज. सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेइंग ओके, एटलीस्ट फिक्स योर गोल, यू वॉन्ट टू गेट लिबरेशन, सो डोंट गेट डाइवर्टेड फ्रॉम दैट गोल. At least work towards that goal. So how to meditate on the universal form of the Lord? What is this universal form?
What's the difference between the personal form and universal form?
See, personal form is Bhagwan ka jo Sachidananda Savroop hai. The real form of the Lord as defined in scripture. Ki Bhagwan ka aise form hai, unke जो पैर हैं, पैरों के तलवे में ये निशान है. द बॉटम ऑफ द फीट ऑफ कृष्णा हैज द फुट द मार्क्स ऑफ द फ्लैग, द चक्र, द गदा, लाइक दैट. एंड देन येलो गारमेंट ड्रेस, हिज वेस्ट, ही इज वेयरिंग दिस बेल्ट, ही इज वेयरिंग द गार्लैंड ऑफ वैजयंती माला, ही इज वेयरिंग कस्तुभ जेल, हिज ऑन हिज हेड देर इज अ नाइस क्राउन. सो ऑल दोज डिस्क्रिप्शन, हिज हैंड्स इज अ पिंक कलर, द कलर ऑफ the feet is defined. So the whole description of the Lord is defined. That is the personal form of the Lord. And the Paramatma aspect is Lord residing in everybody's heart. And what does that form look like? Shukdev Goswami is going to describe further. And what is this universal form? So it's not the real form of the Lord. It is the imaginary form. This is not a real form of the Lord which exists somewhere in the spiritual world. No, this is the universal form. That this whole universe is like part of the Lord's body. It everything resides in the Lord's body. Like when Krishna opened his mouth, he ate the dirt, and when Mother Yashoda asked, Johnny, yes mother, did you eat dirt? No mother. So he opened the mouth, and what did she, Mother Yashoda, saw? The whole universe. It's like residing in the body of Krishna. So the universal form is basically description of the whole universe, how one should imagine that the whole universal structure being part of Lord's body. Everything what we can imagine in this universe should be considered as part of Lord's body. Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Shudra, even all these various demigods, whatever the different sort of creation could be possible, one should consider it part of Lord's body. So that is the universal form, which is an imaginary form, but a bona fide imagination, not somebody's own concoction. So whatever this bona fide imagination is given in scripture, one should take it in that way, not start creating his own imagination.
It's not a real form, you're saying it's imaginary.
So it's not a real form. Real form in the sense, when Lord comes in this world, he comes in a particular form, but that form resides in spiritual world also. In different planets in spiritual world, he has eternally reside in that form. Like Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, Narsingadev, all these various forms are there. But this universal form is just this universal structure.
It's a
temporary form of the Lord.
Okay, he displays that to Arjuna.
Right. So that is how one should at least consider everything being part of Lord's body. And that form he is going to describe now. So how one should absorb his mind in meditating on the universal form of the Lord. Recap why he is describing that form. Because Parikshit Maharaj is asking for the benefit of those who may not accept the personal form of the Lord. Right? They only accept the Nirakar Savrup. That Lord does not have any form. He is just the Brahma Jyoti. So, for those sort of people, to include those also and gradually bring them to the higher understanding, Shukdev Goswami is saying, absorb your mind in the universal form of the Lord. So, he is starting the description of universal form, that it contains everything, the past, present and future. Whatever you can consider in the past, in the present or in the future to come, everything exists in this Virat Rupa. So that is the first description of the universal form. Wherever the universal form is described, either it's in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, three different times, this description will come. Everything exists in Virat Rupa. Past, present and future. Whatever we can consider, whatever we can imagine in this whole time frame, everything exists there. As Lord Krishna tells to Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita, when we read that universal form description. Saying, O Arjuna, just behold, whatever you desire to see in the past, present and future, you can just see it here. And this is the same description which Shukdev Goswami is describing here. Yatredam vyajate vishvam, bhutam bhavyam bhavap chasat. So past, present and future of material time is experienced within the universal form of the Lord. And 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, here Lord Krishna is describing to Arjuna. Iha ekam stham jagat krishnam pashyadhya sa characharam mam dehe guda kesha yachanya dudrishtam icchasi. Whatever you want to see, just behold it here. So whatever you have desired to see from the past, whatever is happening now, or whatever you may want to see in future, everything you can behold it here. So that is first description. And then he described how one should see the whole universal creation as part of Lord's body. So we know there are 14 different divisions of the universal structure. 14 different planetary system. So how many planetary system?
14.
So sometimes we say three also, because these 14 are further clubbed into three. The lower, middle and higher. So within the lower also there are seven divisions. In the middle there are certain divisions, and in the top there are certain divisions. So total there are 14. So 14 planetary systems. Starting from Patal, Rasatal, Mahatal, Talatal, Sutal, Atal, Mahital, Bhurlok, Swarglok, Maharlok, Janalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok. So these are the 14 different planetary systems. So how one should see everything, the whole universe, as part of the Lord's body. So he is describing that one should consider the Patal as the sole of the foot of Lord. Jo Patal hai, wo Bhagwan ke pair ka tala hai. And then come forward, jo Bhagwan ka pair ka top hai, the top of the foot, the toes and the top part, that is Rasatal. Then you come forward the ankles of the Lord's foot, that is Mahatal. Then you come forward, then what comes next is the lower leg, that is Talatal. So ankle is Mahatal, then the lower leg is Talatal, and then you come to the knee, the sutal, one should consider being the knee of the Lord. And then you come forward, that is thigh. So the next planetary system, atal vital. So those are the thighs of the Lord. And then comes the mahital, which is the hip of the Lord. And then the bhuvarlok. Bhuvarlok is where we reside, the earth planet. In that planetary system, bhuvarlok, that is the navel of the Lord, the navel region of the Lord. Then you come forward, the swargalok, that is the chest of the Lord, the illuminary planetary system, which contains the swarga also. That is like the chest of the Lord. Then going forward, mahartal, that is the neck of the Lord. Janatal is the mouth of the Lord. Tapalok is the forehead of the Lord. And then Satyalok is the head, the top of the head. So like that, one should see all these different planetary system being part of Lord's body from foot to head, where they are situated. So this whole planetary system, which is like a, we call it as a Brahmand. And why is it called Brahmand? Brahmand. It's like the egg. So it's not a cylinder shape, it's an egg shape. And this is how one should see the different planetary systems situated in that. And that is part of Lord's body. How one should see as different limbs of Lord's body. And then how one should see all other different things. The religion is his front and the irreligion is the back of the Lord. So what does it really mean? So when we are, if somebody is committing dharma, performing dharma, that is looking towards the Lord, towards his front. And if somebody is committing a dharma, it's like we have turned our face towards the back, or we have turned our back towards the Lord. So that is a dharma. So the dharma is, the religion is the front of the Lord, a dharma is his back. And all these various Devi Devatas, which are the controller of this universal structure, in this universal government, they are his arms who conduct the various managerial activities in this cosmic manifestation. And then the oceans which we see, they are like the waist of the Lord. All these rivers are like the veins in the body of the Lord. Like we have the veins where blood flows. So all these rivers in this whole creation, they are like the veins in the body of the Lord. And all these big mountains, they are like the bones in the universal form of the Lord. And this Brahma is who generates. Brahma has the generating capacity. So one should consider that as the genitals of the Lord. And this Mitra Varuna, they are like the testicles of the Lord. So which are bestowed with the power of creation. And then the day and night, they are like the eyelids of the Lord. And changing of day and night is like the changing of Lord's dress. Sun is the eyeball of the Lord. So we see sun and moon, right? This is a very common understanding that one should consider sun and moon as the eyes of the Lord, because of which we get the power to see. These 10 directions, they are like the ears of the Lord. And the Digpal is who are the controller of these 10 directions. They are the hearing power.
What 10 directions?
So we generally said 4 directions, right? North, south, east, west. But then up and down, these are 2. Then the middle of all these 4 directions, northwest, south, southwest, northeast. So 4 corners, they are also considered 4 directions, not just the 90 degrees only. So in between also, that's 1 direction. So like that, 8 plus up, down, 10. So like that, there are 10 directions. So the Digpal, they are like the hearing power of the Lord. These 10 directions are the ears of the Lord. So there is a sense and the sensation, right? The tongue is there and the taste. So nose is there and the smell. So there is a sense and the object of the sense. So like that, the ears and the hearing capacity. So the Digpalas, or sorry, the directions are the ear and Digpalas are the hearing capacity. So same way, Ashwani Kumaras, they are the 2 nostrils of the Lord. the two nostrils, and then the fragrance is a sense of smell. In the same way, he is describing the palate. What do we call palate? The talu. That is Varuna, the direction of the director of water. Because the taste, unless there is water mixed in the object, whatever you eat, you cannot get the taste. So when the food mixes with the saliva, then you can feel the taste. So the director of water, Varuna, he is the palate, and the tongue is the juice or the essence of everything. The jaws are Yama, the death personified. So when Lord Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna, saying all the people, all these different warriors, they are stuck in the teeth, in the jaws of the Lord. Because the jaws are considered as the death personified, Jama. And the smile of the Lord is his illusory potency, Maya. So everything is captured by the smile of the Lord, the illusory potency. So the supreme cause of material creation is his intelligence. His mind is the moon, the reservoir of all the changes. Because the mind is carrying all the impressions, all the thoughts, and that is the cause of the change. And intelligence is the supreme cause of this whole creation. When Shukdev Goswami is describing all these various body limbs or the senses, and describing various Devi Devatas being the controller of that sense, why it really necessary to describe that, or what does it really mean by that? First of all, when we talk about the senses, so there is a gross sense and subtle sense. So there is a gross body and subtle body. Gross body is, we describe, made up of five material elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, right, which is this physical body. And then in the physical body we have senses: the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the nose, the touch, right, hands. So these are senses, and then the senses has their sensory function. The ears has the capacity to hear, the eyes has the power to see, the nose has the power to smell, the mouth or the tongue has the power to taste, the hand has the capacity of touch, the sensation of touch. So there is a sense, gross sense, and their sensory object or the sensory perception. So, and then each sense has a controlling deity. There is a gross sense and subtle sense. So even though when somebody dies, this gross sense still remains, but they have lost the potential to use that sense. So if you see a dead body, it still has the ears, the eyes, nose, everything, but the same objects now, the same senses do not function. They cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot taste, they cannot touch. But the sense is still there. So what happened? What is lost? So first of all, the soul who is controlling everything, that is lost. But along with that, the subtle sense has also gone. So there is a subtle body, which is, we say, the soul, mind, intelligence and false ego. That is a subtle body with the soul. But actually this subtle body, which is mind, intelligence, false ego, along with that, there is subtle body also, which are the subtle senses. So the soul also has a subtle body which contains all the subtle senses also. Because somebody, even living also, has the eyes but does not have the power to see. He is blind. Even though the eyes are there, he cannot see. Because his subtle sense is not functioning in a proper way. There is a gross body and subtle body. Gross sense and subtle sense. And then this subtle sense is a having a controlling deity. So we say eyes. What is the actual Sanskrit word for eyes?
Netra.
Netra, or actually Akshu.
Akshu.
And then along with Akshu, we use another word, Chakshu. So that Chakshu is actually the subtle sense for the eyes. So the gross sense is Akshu, then Jivha. The subtle sense for Jiva is Rasanam. The subtle sense is called rasanam. And then nasika, the gross nose, is called nasika. And the subtle sense for the nose, you know what is the name for that? Ghran. And then karan, ear. What is the subtle sense for ear? Shrotram. For skin, charam. Right, the charam is the subtle, the gross sense. What is the subtle sense? Sparsha. Touch. So there is a gross sense and subtle sense. And then the subtle sense is having a presiding deity. So for the eyes, Chakshu, the presiding deity is Surya. So that's why Surya is described as the eye of the Lord. Because from Surya comes the power to see. And then for Rasanam, which is tongue, Jiva, who is the controller deity? Varuna, the director of water. He is the controlling deity for Rasanam, from whom comes the ability to taste. And then for Ghran, Nasika, the controlling deity is Ashwani Kumar. That's why Ashwani Kumar is described as the two nostrils of the body of Lord. And for Karana, Shrotram, the Digpalas, the 10 controller of 10 directions. The Digpala, they are the controlling deity for Karana, Shrotram. And then Twacha, the personified trees are the controlling deity for Twacha, Sparshanam. So what do you mean by personified trees? So like we say the river, there is a personality for every river. Right, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. So there is a presiding deity, which is in the river form we see as water, but there is a presiding deity for that. So same way, personified tree, the devata of the tree. So they are the controlling deity of Twacha, the sensation of touch. So that's why all these personalities are described as a part of Lord's body. Because from them comes the ability to perform any function in our body. So what is the real purpose of describing these Devi Devatas being part of the Lord's body? Because if somebody has a desire to enjoy, so one need to have the mercy of all these controllers. Agar kisi ke paas eyesight nahi, eyesight kam hai, and if they go to the Ayurvedic doctor or some Jyotishi, they will say, Surya Dev is not happy with you. Surya Dev ko pasand karna padega. That's why your eyesight is weak. If you are not getting the taste, you are having some problem of taste sensation. They say, tumhara Varun Dev tumhare upar khush nahi hai. Unless these controllers of the various senses are pleased, one do not have the ability to perform that function. So the purpose of meditating on the universal form, what was that purpose? So that one can purify his senses, give up the desire for sense enjoyment. So far one has the desire for enjoyment. So when the universal form is described like that, that everything is part of Lord's body, all these controllers. Because the one, when somebody has the desire to enjoy, I mean, one should understand that all these various personalities need to cooperate. Then only one can have the sense enjoyment. So if the senses do not cooperate, if the controller of the senses do not cooperate, if one's mind and intelligence does not cooperate, one cannot have the perception of enjoyment. So even though the senses are working fine, but if the mind and intelligence do not cooperate, one will not be able to enjoy. Senses are going to dictate, I want to enjoy this way. Then mind makes plans and mind will dictate to the intelligence that make arrangement for me to enjoy like that. I want to eat rasgulla and mind will tell the intelligence and intelligence will make arrangement. Halwai ke paas jana padega, usko itna paisa dena hai, and then you can buy this and then enjoy. So the intelligence makes plan. So everything, all these senses, mind and intelligence has to cooperate. So unless all these senses, the controller of senses cooperate, one cannot have the perception for enjoyment. And generally for sense enjoyment, there are impressions in the mind. And because of those impressions, when we hear about something, when we see something, immediately when there are impressions in the mind, one gets that enjoyment perception. So as soon as you hear the word rasgulla, there are some impressions in the mind. that Rasgulla looks like this, it tastes like this. So immediately you start salivating. Muh ke andar pani aana shuru ho jata hai, right? So why? Because along with the senses has to work properly, the mind and intelligence has to cooperate, then one can have the feeling of enjoyment. But for somebody, let's say somebody came from a completely different part of the world, he has never heard of Rasgulla, he has never seen a Rasgulla, so there is no mind impression there. So you tell him about Rasgulla, nothing happens to him. It's not that he is going to start salivating, because he does not have that resistor in his mind. So even if you describe to him, oh, Rasgulla, white, safed, juicy, liquidy, nice texture, it has this sort of fragrance, still doesn't, nothing happen. Because usne kabhi uske mind mein registration hi nahi hai uska. There is no perception, there is nothing registered in his mind about that taste of Rasgulla or smell of Rasgulla. All the senses, the mind and intelligence, everything when works in cooperation, then somebody can have enjoyment. And when we see that everything is controlled by all these Devi Devatas and they are part of Lord's body, so one slowly gets purified. That I am trying to enjoy, but rather than me enjoying, I should serve the Lord. Everything is part of this Purusha, Virat Purusha. Everything belongs to him. Why I should try to enjoy? So slowly, the purpose of this meditation on the universal form is to become purified. So further, it gives little more description about this Virat Rupa, that clouds which are carrying the water, like the hair on the head of this Virat Purusha. The trees are the hairs, air is his breath, and the trees are the hair on his body. The horses, mules, camel, elephant are like his nails. The wild animals, all these quadrupeds, they are situated in the belt zone of the Lord. So like that, the whole description is given of the universal form. This is how one should meditate on the universal form. Ki is srishti ke andar jitna bhi kuch hai, in this whole creation, whatever we can imagine, whatever we can see, whatever we can find, ultimately this is part of the Lord's body. Is his universal form. And slowly meditating like that, one should give up his desire of enjoyment. And the ultimate purpose of Ashtanga Yoga is somebody is targeting to attain freedom from the cycle of birth and death. Get freedom from all these miseries and attain liberation. Mukti. Right? So end goal is to get liberated, get freedom, get mukti. But if somebody has taken this process of Ashtanga Yoga, he should not get diverted from his goal. So one may ask, what is the purpose or what is the benefit of meditating on the universal form? Right? So earlier already one purpose is described, one benefit is described, that slowly it gives the purification, that one should get rid of sense enjoyment. Is there any other benefit? Did somebody derived any benefit by meditating on the universal form? So one may ask, is there any example that somebody meditated on universal form and he got a result out of that, some benefit out of that? So Shukadev Goswami said, yes, there is benefit of meditating on universal form. By meditating on universal form, one can regain his lost memory. His forgetfulness is cured. That is another benefit of meditating on universal form. So what is the example? Shukadev Goswami quotes the example of Brahma. Once upon a time, in one day of Brahma, Brahma forgot how to create. So the creation happens every day of Brahma. There is a one day of Brahma is called a kalpa. At the end of one kalpa, there is destruction to certain level, up to the level of Swargaloka, that planetary system. From bottom, from Patal to the Swargaloka level, the dissolution happens. Everything is merged in water. So the destruction happened, and then when next day of Brahma starts, again the creation happened. Brahma again create, fixes everything. So one point of time Brahma forgot everything. He forgot how to create. He lost his memory. And then he was given the intelligence from within Lord sitting in his heart as Paramatma, he inspired him to meditate on the universal form, Virat Roop of the Lord. So by meditating on the Virat Roop of the Lord, he regained his lost intelligence, lost memory, and he was able to recreate. So there are three descriptions of Brahma not knowing what to do. One is at the beginning of creation, right? Complete beginning of creation, when this whole universal bubbles came out of Lord's body. Lord enters into each universe as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then from his navel, the lotus sprouts, and on that lotus, Brahma is born. That is the very first instance of this whole creation. So at that time, Brahma doesn't know what is my role in this whole creation, what I am supposed to do. He goes up and down in that Kamal lotus to figure out what is my source. So he is not able to find. He comes back on the lotus and then he hears the word tapah, tapah. He performs austerity. And by performing the austerity, then he gets the intelligence that what is my role I am supposed to create. That's for what my birth has happened. That's why I have been created. My role is to create as a secondary creator. Be the engineer in this universal cosmic system. So that is first instance. Then there is another instance defined, which we just discussed, that on one particular kalpa in Brahma's life, he forgot what I should do. So by meditating on the universal form, he regained his memory that what is my role and what is my relationship with the Supreme Lord, and then he rejoined his job. The third instance comes in second canto itself, in the fourth chapter, where it described on one particular occasion Brahma forgot, and how Lord gave him the intelligence is Lord sent his internal energy, one aspect of his internal energy, as Saraswati. So now this Saraswati is not the goddess Saraswati, the wife of Brahma. This is Saraswati, name is same, but this is the internal potency of the Lord. Her name is also Vak. So she entered into the mouth of Brahma and then gave him all the intelligence to create. So, but the description here which Shukdev Goswami is giving, that yes, Brahma, by meditating on the universal form of the Lord, he derived the benefit that his forgetfulness was cured. He regained his consciousness, his intelligence, and he reassumed his work. So after that, Shukdev Goswami described he warns that one, after taking to this whole process of Ashtanga Yoga, he should not get diverted from his goal. Diverted in what sense? Because sometimes people get diverted after performing some austerities for a long time. Their goal may become that, oh, I still want to enjoy. I want to go to Swarga, or I want to go to the higher planetary system, and I want to enjoy in that way. So don't get diverted thinking enjoyment in Swarga to be your goal. There may be some description in the Vedic scripture which describe about enjoyment in Swarga, but the words of these Vedic scriptures are very bewildering sometimes, because they do not lead one to the highest goal. They may distract one from their highest goal, which is achieving mukti. So one should not get diverted. That is the karma kanda process, where their whole purpose is to just enjoy within this material world. So one should not get stuck from that point of view. And this Swarga itself, how this Swarga is described, where it is situated? At the chest region of the Lord. And this Swarga also is not a permanent position. It's a temporary position only. Because up to the level of Swarga, there is dissolution happened at the end of Brahma's day. So even though all the Devi Devatas who are residing in Swarga, they are not permanent, their life is not permanent. So don't make plans to just settle in Swarga. That is not your ultimate goal. Even though in Vedic scripture, it may propose in some aspect as a karma kanda aspect. So the conditioned soul It makes many plans as it sees a dream. In the dream, it thinks of some illusory pleasures. But actually, they do not relish any tangible happiness in such places. It's like seeing the flower formation in the sky. Kabhi-kabhi in our imagination, mein dekhte na, there's some clouds there. You think, oh, it's looking like the shape of the flower. So, like the flower formation, like sometimes you see a horse or something like that. So, all these formations are temporary formations. Ek pal aapne dekha ki akash mein phool dikh raha hai, pushp dikh raha hai. Dusre pal dekha to wo pushp change hoke shayad kuch aur form mein ban gaya. So, this form has changed. So, same way this swarga is there, but this is like a moment. Because from Brahma's life point of view, this one day is nothing, right, in the whole life duration. So this is not a permanent position. One should not get settled to that or attached with that position. But at the same time, it's not rejecting the version of Vedic scripture. It is accepting that yes, in the Vedas, in some Karmakanda aspect, it describes about that. For some people who do not have enough intelligence, who do not know much anything better than that, they just try to go to Swarga and enjoy. So they go to Swarga, enjoy there for some time, again come back, again go there, again come back. So this up and down, is going on. And this is just like taking a ride on a merry-go-round. Mele mein jaate ho aap, bachche bolte hain mujhe merry-go-round pe baithna hai. Right, that swing. So in merry-go-round, the child may go up, again come down, they again go up, again come down. So if somebody desiring to go to Swarga, it's like going up and down, up and down. Are you clear?
Yeah.
So, one should not make the goal of going to Swarga after having taken this path of Ashtanga Yoga, performing these austerities, one should not get diverted from the goal of life. So, same way, taking the path of Bhakti, right, how it relates to us, taking the path of bhakti, when we have made as a goal of life, what we understand that goal of life is to attain love of Godhead. Aim of life is to go back to the spiritual world in association of Krishna. One should not get diverted. So if a Ashtang yogi becomes diverted, so he keep going in this loop. This birth after birth, this thing keep going on until they come to that stage of perfection, they become eligible to attain liberation. So Swarga, here he is describing Swarga is not a permanent position. Don't get attached with that. And then he is describing that sometime after performing this process of Ashtanga Yoga, one should not get attached to name and fame. One should not get attached to the world of names. अतः कबीर नाम सुयावदर्थ स्याद प्रमत्तो व्यवसाय बुद्धि सिद्धे अन्यथार्थर्थे नयते तत्र परिशर्मम तत्र समीक्षमानः. So one should have one pointed attention. व्यवसायिक बुद्धि. व्यवसायिक बुद्धि, what does व्यवसायिक बुद्धि means? Yeah, vyavasaya atmika buddhi. In Bhagavad Gita, this particular verse comes, vyavasaya atmika buddhi. So one should have one pointed attention. So same way here, Shri Dev Goswami is saying, syad pramatto vyavasaya buddhi. That one should work with one pointed attention. His intelligence should be fixed on the goal. Jaise koi businessman hai, he has his fixed goal. Paisa kamana hai. जैसा मर्जी वेदर है, जैसा मर्जी टेम्परेचर है, चाहे स्नो पड़ रही है, चाहे जो मर्जी हो रहा है, फॉर हिम डजंट मैटर. इफ ही गोज टू अमेरिका और चाइना और डिफरेंट पार्ट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, नो मैटर व्हाट लैंग्वेज इज स्पोकन देयर, दैट इज इररिलेवेंट. हिज गोल इज टू मेक मनी. सो सेम वे व्हेन वी हैव अंडरस्टैंड द गोल ऑफ लाइफ, अवर गोल इज टू डेवलप लव ऑफ गॉड. इफ समबडीज गोल इज टू अटेन लिबरेशन, वन शुड वर्क टुवर्ड्स दैट गोल. Don't get diverted from that. Even though in between still this hankering for enjoyment may come. So it may divert you from that point. But one should not get diverted. That he completely becomes derailed and lose sight on his goal. So don't get attached to this world of names. What does it really mean? The world of names. मुझे इस संसार में अपना नाम कमाना है, प्रतिष्ठा कमानी है. I want to gain some popularity, some fame, because it happens most of the time with Ashtanga Yogi. Many yogis, they go to, they retire to the caves, to the forest, they perform so many austerities for years and years together. But then this senses are not purified enough, they have the desire to become popular. They will come back in the material world. They will come back and want to become famous. Either they have mastered some yoga postures, they have got some siddhis, and using those achievements as a yogic siddhi, mystic perfection, they want to make their name and fame. Right? So that's why Shukadeva Goswami is saying here that when somebody has fixed his goal, his eyesight is fixed on the goal of getting liberation, one should not either get derailed for thinking enjoyment in the swarga, or one should not get derailed of getting any name and fame in this material world. Ki mujhe to naam kamana hai, pratishtha kamani hai. Because have you seen anybody who has become popular throughout the time frame in this world? Somebody may become popular for some point of time. Bahut log aaye, bahut log chale gaye. How many people do we remember? Right? There is so many people who try to conquer the whole world. Alexander and Akbar or Aurangzeb or
Genghis Khan.
So many people came, they with big desire of winning the whole world, getting victory over the whole world. But how many, did anybody stay here permanently? They are gone. Not many people remember them. Not many people know about them. Aur jo jante bhi hain, galiyan nikalte hain. So don't get attached with getting name and fame, popularity in this world. Just stay focused on your goal. And this world of name is just like the bubble in the ocean. As in the ocean, when the waves come, with the waves, you see some bubble formation. Jhag ban jata hai along the waves on the beach. So, and in one wave, when it comes, there may be some bubble, and as it goes, that bubble is destroyed. So this whole name and fame in this material world is like the bubbles in the ocean. So don't get attached with those sort of things. Just keep your eyes focused on the goal. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. And don't get attached to making comfort while you are making progress in this Ashtanga Yoga. Should we stop here or cover another 10 minutes?
10 more minutes.
10 more minutes? Okay. So Shukadeva Goswami is describing, don't try to make comfortable life for yourself when you're on this path. So he is describing how a vanaprastha or a sannyasi, after giving up their life, after retiring from their householder life, how they should conduct their life, how they should live. Satyam chito kim kashipoh prayase baho swasiddhe hui apyur barhane kim satyanjalo kim purudhanna patrya dvigal kalado satim kim dukule. So he is going to describe what is the need of any bed, to arrange for any bed when there is enough flats on the earth to lie down. So one should not try to make arrangement for comfortable place to sleep. One should, what is the need of pillows when one can put his hand under his head and sleep like that? Satanjalo kim purudhanya patra. What is the need of arranging various utensils, various pots for eating or cooking when somebody can make the cups of his hand and use that as a pot to eat? Digvalkado satim kim dukule. What is the need to worry about any clothes when there is enough trees and the skin of the tree is available to use this as garment? So the vanaprastha, the person who has taken to this process of Ashtanga Yoga after giving up his life, he should not try to make his life comfortable that, oh, let me arrange for a nice place to sleep, nice pots to eat, nice clothes to wear. He should not worry about these things. Everything is provided in nature. And if somebody says, okay, then how do I manage everything? You are saying, what is the need of pots? What is the need of clothes? What is the need of any food or something? How do I sustain while performing this Ashtanga Yoga? So Prabhupada writes, now does it mean that we live like animals? Is this verse proposing that one should live like animals? Animals have no intelligence for building big houses, furniture and other household paraphernalia. But still they maintain a healthy life. They are lying down on the ground. They are just eating whatever is available. So does it suggest that we should also live like animals? That should not try to arrange anything? So this does not mean that human civilization should revert to the animal life, or that of a human being should live naked in the jungles without any culture, without any culture, education and sense of morality. But here the idea given by Srila Shukdev Goswami is that the reserve energy of human life, which is far superior to that of animals, should simply be utilized for self-realization. So one should not waste his superior intelligence, which is higher intelligence than animals. One should not utilize that intelligence just to make these arrangements for eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So the purpose of higher intelligence, why human is being given higher intelligence, is for the purpose of self-realization. So one should keep that goal in the forefront, not in the background. So advancement of human civilization must be towards the goal of establishing our lowest relationship with the Supreme Lord, which is not possible in any other form. So the human form of life gives us this opportunity by utilizing this higher intelligence. So one should not get attached to making arrangement for a comfortable life, because after taking to this path of Ashtanga Yoga, having given up his life, if one becomes so much attached to these things, his whole attention becomes diverted. Agar apne kapdon ke saath attachment ho gaya, achche achche khane ke saath attachment ho gaya, how do I manage my nice place to sleep? Then he cannot focus on their actual goal. So like there was one yogi in the forest. So he was doing his nice austerity, nice tapasya. He went to the forest and every day he is meditating, having only two pair of cloth. So he is wearing one, washes another one and hang it. So next day he can use that one, wash another one. So wear one, wash one, like that he is conducting his life. But one day as he is meditating, he put his undercloth, after washing, he put it to dry. So as he is meditating, one rat came and chewed on his dhoti, or whatever we call as a undergarment. Uske langot ko chaba diya, phad diya. So this person now is thinking, oh, my cloth is gone, my loincloth is gone. How will I do? How will I live without that? So I have to manage something. I have to make some arrangement so this rat does not disturb my clothes. So how can I keep this rat away? Let me create a cat. With my mystic powers, let me create a cat. So the cat will drive the rat away and my cloth will be safe. So his mystic power, he created the cat. Now cat is there. Cat drew away the rat. But now cat is coming, sitting at his feet and meowing. He is making the sound, meow, meow. What do you want? I am hungry. I need some milk. So he's thinking, oh, how do I arrange milk for the cat? Cat needs some milk. Okay, let me create a cow. So the cow will give milk. Cat will drink the milk. So cat will do her job to drive away the rat and my langot will be safe. So he created the cow. So now cow is there, but cow is standing and cat is still meowing. How do I drink the milk? Somebody need to milk the cow. So somebody need to milk the cow, feed the cat, and then cat will do the job. So he said, oh, let me create a woman. So she will milk the cow, feed the cat, and cat will keep the rat away. So he created a woman. So she is milking the cow. But now this woman is coming and starting crying. Loudly she is crying. What do you need? I need some association. I am alone. What do I do in this forest? I need a baby. So this sadhu, so he is completely engrossed. Oh, let me give you a baby. So you can be busy with the baby and I can focus on my austerity, my tapasya. So he created the baby. So this woman is now taking care of the baby. But now baby also has its need. Baby needs something to drink, something to eat. Baby needs clothes. And as the baby grew up, he's demanding, I need an iPhone, I need a laptop, I need to go to school, save in MSAT or something. I need college tuition funds and all. So this sadhu is completely engrossed. From where did it start? Attachment with the undergarment. Langot ke saath itna attachment ho gaya, usko bachane ke liye ye sab karna pada. So Shukdev Goswami is saying, don't get attached to all these sort of things. So Shukdev Goswami is saying, what is the need of clothes? I have the tree. Stop giving any tree skin to use as cloth. Chirani kim pathi na santi dishanti bhiksham naivang gripa parbhrattah. Are there no torn cloth on the side of the street which one can use as cloth? Because somebody may say, okay, I can use the tree. Summer part is okay. I can manage in summer using the tree skin. But what about in winter? What do I do in winter? So he's saying, are there no torn cloth, leftover cloth by somebody, given up by other, which the renounced person can just utilize, use the torn up cloth and stitch them up and just use it to protect yourself from the winter. Dishanti bhiksham naivang gripa parbhratah. You're thinking about food. How do I eat? From where do I eat? Have the trees who are maintaining everybody, have they stopped giving charity? The trees are there. They are providing the fruit for everybody. So just pluck some fruit and eat the fruit. What is the need of utensils? What is the need of any other food? Just sustain yourself in that way. Saritoh pashyu shushyan. Are the rivers gone dry? Are the rivers not satisfying, giving you water to satisfy your thirst? Ruddha guha. And why you need to make any arrangement for your stay, for your accommodation? Are there no more caves? Are the doors of the caves, the mouth of the caves closed? They don't give shelter for you to stay? And if somebody is thinking, oh, I may go stay in the cave, but what about if some lion or a fox also come and he want to cohabitate that cave, he also want to live in that cave, then what will happen to me? They will think me their food, Mahaprasade Govinde. They will come and devour me. Then Shukdev Goswami is saying, Kim Ajito Avati no Pasannan. Is Ajita, the Supreme Lord, the protector of everybody, has he stopped giving protection to anybody? The Supreme Lord is there. He is giving protection to everybody. Why are you scared of your life? Kasmad bhajanti kavayo dhanurma dadhan dharam adhandhan. That one should not, after accepting the renounced order of life, one should not go to the rich people and beg from them to fulfill his belly, to satisfy himself, fulfill his needs. That is not the occupation of a sannyasi, to go and beg from others. So Lord is giving protection to everybody. He is the caretaker. He is the provider to everybody. Like in the pastime of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was living in a cave and he was doing his bhajan, absorbed in his bhajan, and there are many followers of Haridas Thakur, many people who appreciated Haridas Thakur. They will come to meet him, to take guidance from him, to offer their obeisances to him. But in that cave there was one snake residing, and all these people they were very afraid of that snake when they will come to meet Haridas Thakur. So they approached Haridas and told him that this snake is also residing there. We are very scared. Why don't you make some other residence? We can make some proper residence for you. So Haridas Thakur, for himself, he had no concern. But just for the benefit of all these people who are coming to meet him, so just to satisfy them, Haridas decided to leave that place. But then Lord, sitting as Paramatma in the heart of snake also, when Haridas decided to leave, the snake itself started to leave that place. He left that place because Lord gave the intelligence. He inspired the snake to leave that place to go somewhere else. So that's why Shukdev Goswami is saying, Kim Ajito Avati No Pasannan. Is Ajita, the Supreme Lord, is not giving protection to anybody. So one should not be scared of his life. One should have complete Sharanagati in the Supreme Lord. And the two principles of Sharanagati, which accepting Krishna as the provider and accepting Krishna as the maintainer. So those two principles of Sharanagati, they are Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Gop Triptve Varnam Tata. So Rakshishiti Iti Vishwaso. Krishna will protect me in every situation. Having that firm faith. Rakshishyati iti vishwaso. Gopatritve varnam tata. That he is my provider. He will arrange food for me. He will provide all my basic necessities. So having that complete faith. All the wonderful renounced sannyasis, Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were completely surrendered to the Lord. Not worrying about from where we'll get our food, where we'll be sleep. They were living under the trees. One day under one tree, some day another a different tree. And then just completely depending on the Lord, if somebody will offer them something to eat, some chapati or some milk. So just sustaining them with that. So somebody having renounced the house to attain the ultimate goal of life, taking the process of Ashtanga Yoga or Bhakti Yoga also to that matter, one should have complete faith in the Lord, depend on the Lord completely. What is the need to go to the householders, rich people, and beg from them? The purpose of going to the householder should not be for personal satisfaction, that I will go them to ask for my needs. The person should go, the sannyasi or vanaprastha, when they go to the householder, the purpose is to give to them, not to take from them. So what to give? To give them knowledge. To connect them with the Lord. And in the reciprocation, if they give something, one can accept that as charity. But the main purpose should not be to go to beg for their personal satisfaction. So now he is describing this level of austerity for all these Ashtanga Yogi who has left the home and performing this, taking up this process. But how does it relate to the householder who are sincerely taking to this process of Bhakti Yoga? That one should live to keep the body and soul together. One should not over endeavor to achieve the material benefits or earn the name and fame, earn the big degrees, big wealth, big houses, big cars. One should not make those as the goal. One should just live to keep the soul and body together. Just earning, acquiring the basic necessities, whatever comes as the will of the Lord, whatever comes on its own accord, without having to over endeavor. See, the animals are also just residing. They live on their instinct. Whatever food they get, they will eat. Whatever is the need for that particular one day, they will take that much. The birds, they go out of their nest to collect some grains. And they will carry, they will eat only that much, whatever they can eat for the day. Agar, just imagine if there is a bag of grain, somebody dropped a bag of grain on the street, the animal will come, eat few grains and go. But if a human being come, what will they? Pura samet ke saath mein le jayega. आज खाऊंगा फिर तल के लिए बचा के रखूंगा. राइट, सो दैट इज द टेंडेंसी. सो द ह्यूमन पर्सन, द ह्यूमन नेचर इज टू कलेक्ट, ओवर कलेक्ट, नॉट जस्ट थिंकिंग ऑफ नाउ बट व्हाट अबाउट द फ्यूचर, कल को मैं क्या करूंगा, सो लेट मी सेव समथिंग फॉर दैट ऑल्सो. सो वन शुड नॉट ओवर एंडेवर. सो पीपल जनरली हैव दिस टेंडेंसी, इतना कमाऊंगा कि सात पुश्ते बैठ के आराम से खाएं. राइट, जनरली पीपल से दैट, oh, I want to earn that much for my seven generations. Do not have to worry about earning anything or do not have to worry about anything. But what is the need for that? So there are two scenarios. दो चीजें हो सकती हैं. अगर आपके पास सपूत है, if somebody has a सपूत, means a good child, it means he is capable enough to earn for himself. Right? If somebody has given birth to a capable, good child, sapoot, there is no need to acquire, accumulate for him. He will be eligible to earn for himself. And if you think, what if he is not eligible, if he is not capable enough? Agar kisi ne kapoot ko janam diya hai, if somebody has given birth to a kapoot, still what is the need to save? He is going to destroy everything anyways. Jitna marji uske liye kamao, usne sab gawana hi hai. So what is the need to accumulate for him? So in both scenarios, one should not over endeavor thinking, let me just save and save and save for my next generations to come. Be satisfied. Lord is the provider for everybody. He will make arrangement for everybody. So he is giving the principles how a vanaprastha or a sannyasi should conduct his life. Not getting too much attached with these comforts, but keep focus on his goal of life, which is to get liberation, get freedom from this cycle of birth, death. So after that, he will move forward. After describing this universal form, that meditating on universal form, that one should ultimately gradually bring his focus to the Paramatma in the heart. So then he will describe the Ashtanga Yoga process again with the object of meditation being as Paramatma aspect. And then how the Paramatma meditator attain liberation. So we'll continue with that next time. Grantraj Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrind ki jai.
Shri Vindanath Prabhu ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.